Hi, good morning, good day, good afternoon. Welcome to It Is Time with Mark Seebach. I am Mark Seebach. I'm your host today. And I would like to start with my usual giving thanks to creation. And if you can follow along, that's great. Okay, here we go. Thank you, creation, for the gift of this day. In honor of this gift, I will live every moment as the present that it is. And you can throw an amen in there and a hallelujah and everything else. How's everybody doing today? I hope you're doing fine. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day in New Mexico. Nice and sunshiny with some beautiful billowing clouds and a slight breeze. Let's see, what should we talk about today? I do have some lyrics that I'd like to read to you. They're from an old song that was released in December 1970 by a group called Quicksilver Messenger Service. And I think if you listen to these lyrics, you'll understand why I am going to talk about them today. The name of the song is What About Me? I don't have who wrote it, or else I would give them kudos, because it is as true today as it was back in 1970. So here we go. What about me? You poisoned my sweet water. You cut down my green trees. The food you fed my children was the cause of their disease. My world is slowly falling down, and the air's not good to breathe. How much? Oh, I'm sorry. And those of us who care enough, we have to do something. Oh, what you gonna do about me? Oh, what you gonna do about me? Your newspapers, they just put you on, but they never tell you the whole story. They just put your young ideas down. I was wondering, could this be the end of your pride and glory? Oh, what you gonna do about me? Oh, what you gonna do about me? I work in your factories. I study in your schools. I fill your penitentiaries and your military too. And I feel the future trembling as the word is passed around. To stand up for you, what you do believe, be prepared to be shot down. Oh, what you gonna do about me? Oh, what you gonna do about me? And I feel like a stranger in the land where I was born. And I live like an outlaw, and I'm always on the run. And I'm always getting busted, and I got to take a stand. I believe the revolution must be mighty close at hand. Oh, what you gonna do about me? Oh, what you gonna do about me? I smoke marijuana, but I can't get behind your wars. And most of what I do believe is against most of your laws. I'm a fugitive from injustice, but I'm going to be free, 'cause your rules and regulations, they don't do a thing for me. Oh, what you gonna do about me? Oh, what you gonna do about me? And I feel like a stranger in the land where I was born. And I live just like an outlaw. And I'm always on the run. Now, if that isn't up to date on what's going on today, I don't know what is. And if that you don't agree with that, wow, call me. The number is 1-877-876-5767. 1-888-567-5227. That's for the USA only. Also 1-888-815-9756, which is Canada only. And then there's the direct line, which is 1-530-876-3222. So, what's going on today? I was watching C-SPAN yesterday and saw that the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman stepped down and was honored. Well, at the same time, on the other C-SPAN channel, Linda Thompson-Chavez was being honored for her work with the AFL-CIO's executive vice president. And it was quite the juxtaposition, should I say, of the military-industrial complex type honoring, and then the labor movement honoring someone who was a leader in those endeavors. But it was quite interesting to see them opposite each other. I honor both for their service because it's not easy to be a leader, whether you're elected or appointed, especially for a military person in a time of war, whether it's a just war or not. And the constant battle for workers' rights and maintaining those rights of Linda Thompson or Thompson Chavez. I'm sorry if I got that wrong, but it's one of those two ways. I'm just an ordinary guy, so I'm not real good on last names and putting it all together. But Mariah, my normal co-host, is under the weather. She learned a lesson about going camping without any equipment. She ended up sleeping on the ground, and like Mama told us long ago, button up your overcoat or you catch a chill, and she caught a chill. And so she's a little under the weather today, so she won't be joining me. There's many things that are going on in the world that are so great. So many people working so hard to bring about a positive change that I'm very happy. I'm very optimistic. I see every day in the news that more of those who might try to keep the truth from people are being found out as the purveyors of incorrect information that they are at times, and the truth comes out, and it's a great thing, because if the truth, all the truth comes out, there's no reason to hide anything anymore. There are no secrets. Yes, national security is important, but not from the people of the nation. Yes, there's probably enemies of this country who would like nothing more than to see us fall, but we're not going to fall because we are a truly free people. And although the laws have been manipulated to make us be controlled, I think we'll be seeing a rollback in a lot of this. It's not worth the freedom for the security. I'm not afraid of any foreign person hurting me. And unless I am in a foreign country and I'm a known American, and then the rage of the world would be probably vented upon me, and I wouldn't blame them one bit. Not that this is a great country. I love my country. I love having grown up here, but I've also seen and experienced the underbelly of this great nation. And it's not on the streets by the people who are on the street. It is those who say everyone is a criminal. And that's how we're treated, folks. We're all treated as criminals, and that the good people are the few and need to be protected. Well, I got a message for everyone. We're all good people. And those that would do criminal acts are the minority. They are a small percentage. So why should we all live like prisoners? Why should we all be in fear? Why should we have so many laws for the most minuscule things? You can't hardly take a step without breaking a law, if you really look at it. I just found out recently that there's actually a law that says that if you meet an extraterrestrial, which our government says do not exist, then you are breaking the law. And you're subject to 1 year in prison and a $5,000 fine. Well, if they don't exist, how can there be a law against meeting them? That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's because they know they're real. They've been here. They were always here. They are not alien because they've been here as long as we have. So they're really terrestrial, non-introduced entities, I guess you'd call them, because we haven't been introduced. And if you're expecting anything to prove it as a ship landing on the White House lawn, well, it'll never be proved to you because our negative emotions hurt our friends because they are so spiritually advanced that this negative vibration of fear and hate and violence hurt them. To tell you the truth, it hurts me also, because I am empathic. And I've put up my shields throughout my life, which are torn down now. So I could weep every second of every day for the pain that I feel from all around me. But I weep with joy every day for the love that I feel from everyone every day. Because we're not bipolar, we're taught that we have to hide our love. We're taught we have to hide our true feelings. We're taught that telling a little lie is okay, as long as you're doing it so you don't hurt someone. Well, that's bull hockey, my friends. Be honest. Be forthright. Be true to yourself. Be true to your heart. Because then you are truly free. Because there's nothing that you have to remember. You don't have to remember the story that you told to so-and-so, and this is the story that I'm sticking to it, and regardless of whether you're found out. Forget about that. Just tell the truth. You are worthy being who you are. You are more than worthy. You are who you are. And you are individual, and you are love, because you were created in love, and the Creator is always around us. The Creator is everything. The Creator is you, and you are Creator also. You create your perceptions. You create your environment. You create your feelings. You create your universe. You are a creator. And you can say, well, no, I'm not. I just go with the flow. Well, if you go with the flow, then you are creating that flow. And if you're fighting against the flow, which is normally thinking only of self, of selfish things, of what you need to do, who you need to step on to get ahead, well, you may gain it, but you'll never be happy. I don't if you can tell me of people who are happy because they have money, and that is the source of their happiness, call me and let me know that. I've never met anyone. Yes, they're secure. Yes, they don't have the worries of people without money. But most people without money don't worry about not having money because they live their life. They live the life they have. And those people find that the best things in life are truly free because it's love of family, love of friends, both giving and taking. Both giving and receiving, should I say. Not taking, but receiving love is just as joyous as giving love, and giving love is just as joyous as receiving love. And the negative people will say, oh, you're living in a dream world. This isn't the way life really is. But it is if you create it to be. If you live your life as someone who is love, a vibration, the elevation from the low vibrations of fear and hate and regret and all the things that are detrimental to your growth spiritually, to your happiness on a daily basis. Happiness can be had every moment of every day. It's not an extreme of emotion. You can be happy all the time. Don't need drugs. You don't need anything outside yourself. It is within you. It has always been within you to access. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what people may think of you. What do you think of you is the important thing. And if you don't think of you with love and understanding and compassion and joy, look again, because you're there waiting. You may call it awaken. You may call it rebirth. You may call it just snapping to what reality is. And the reality is that if there's a nuclear war, there's a nuclear war. Can you control it? No. Could you be a victim of it? Certainly. Is it going to happen today? Could be. Who cares? This isn't the end, my friend. This isn't the beginning. This isn't the end. You're on the journey. This life, this experience that you're given, and the opportunities that are within this experience and this life are to be joyous. Yes, you learn lessons, and many times pain is part of the lesson. But it's not the pain itself that is the lesson. It is what has been done to create the pain. It is, if you stub your toe, you'll remember that I don't want my toe to hit whatever it was again. So you remember I need to walk around that, not slide my foot into it. It's very simple, and it's very basic, but life is very basic. Truly, all you need is all you need. Anything above that is making yourself feel good with things, whether it's money, possessions, homes, cars, mostly it's things. I think part of the big gambling problem that there is in this country now due to lotteries, Indian casinos, and other legitimate casinos. There was a reason why the folks way back when only wanted it in one town in the middle of the desert. It's because people will throw their money away trying to make more money. And in doing so, they should be learning the lesson that this is really worthless stuff. I have to work hard for it, but I'm willing to throw it away trying to get more. So what value does it really have? Is it an access medium? Certainly. Without money, you can't get into many things, but is that a good thing? And is it are those things that you need to access? Should be the question. I myself don't have a car right now, so I'm transportationally challenged. But you know what? I've seen more and experienced more in the last 2 months without a vehicle than probably a whole year of having a vehicle. Because when you're in a vehicle, you forget what the air smells like. You forget what the heat of the sun feels like on your skin. You forget the smell of the flowers. You forget every little thing that can catch your eye and enhance your experience in your daily life. And really, folks, that's what we need to do. We need to be babes. We need to be babes with that open eye wonder at the world around us. You don't know everything. I don't know everything. What you're taught is basically what folks who had big egos said is the truth, and they've carried it on. Doesn't mean it is the truth. It just means that these people were strong enough and powerful enough to say that this is the truth, and everyone should believe that this is the truth. So many things are different than what you're taught, and that should be your teacher. I'm not a teacher. I'm a reminder of who you are. No one can teach you anything because you already know it. You just don't remember that you know it. So it's more of a reminding that your heart is what really drives your life in those things that you hold dear. Because if you hold them dear, you hold them to your heart. You don't hold them in your mind. You could say heart is of the life of living. Your mind is for the business of money and discernment if you need to use it to decide between options. But your heart knows. You call it your heart-mind, if you will. Your heart-mind knows those things that were inherent. The love of all things till you're hurt by them. And then you use caution, but most people, when they get hurt, they cut that thing off. Say, oh no, that hurts, I'll never do that again. And you every time you do that, you restrict your experience. You restrict what's available to you in your experience on this journey, in this life, at this time. I always try to keep positive, and I am, even now, but I'm going to say something that may be scary to some people who still live in fear. The majority of human beings that exist right now are going to transition to death due to changes in the earth climate, natural disasters, man-made disasters within the next 5 years. It's going to happen. Don't sit down and hold your head and say, oh, I'm next. Or if it happens, it happens, folks. Okay, the secret to life is death, because death is not an end. It's just a transition. And what I and many others are trying to get through to everyone is you have a choice. You have a choice between fear and love. Now, this is not new. This is not my idea. I'm quoting a comedian from the early 90s named Bill Hicks. And he was so, so right on when he said, you have a choice right now. You can live in fear or you can live in love. You can't do both. You cannot do both. If you live in fear, you'll get bigger locks for your door. You'll get bigger guns. You'll get bigger missiles because you fear someone else will use them against you. But why would you fear? If you're a religious person, all of the religions say, be good or else you go to hell when you die. But the whole point is that you're going somewhere when you pass this life. In religions, it's good or bad, basically, depending on what you did during your life and the tenets you held and whether you adhered to the dogma and all these other controls. Well, I can tell you it breaks down to that simple equation and that choice that you have is free will to live in love or to live in fear. Fear controls. Love frees. Love is that which creates. Fear is that which destroys and holds back. It's a simple thing. So simple. It's the key to enlightenment. Enlightenment is simple. It's not easy because of what we've been taught over and over and over again. Anytime someone said you can't do that, someone says it's never been done, so it can't be done. Everyone who has ever limited you was living in fear. And in many cases, they were fearing that you would discover something that they don't know and therefore make you better than them or higher than them, or because everyone wants to pull everyone down to their level. Don't allow it to happen. You are in charge of you. You control you. Should you need control, it shouldn't be outside forces. Outside forces will control you when control is not necessary. As I said earlier, the laws are made to say that all are criminals and that only the few, and we need the laws to protect the few who aren't. You're not a criminal. You're not a murderer. You're not a rapist. You're not a thief. Why should you worry or be concerned of being accused of these things? You are a co-creator. You are that which is all. We are all one, but the goal, the ultimate, in another timeline far, far ahead, the ultimate is for you to be the one. Am I saying you're a god? Kind of, sort of. You're a god in making. We all are. And as we learn and as we grow spiritually through millennium, because you've been around and you're going to be around for eternity. Okay? And you're not going to have to dwell somewhere for being bad and be stuck with pitchforks or burned or have people tearing your flesh apart. You'll get that in your lives. You'll be paid for what you have sown. Okay? You will reap what you have sown one way or another. But it will be during this incarnation, they're being incarnated in a physical body, because that's the only way you'll learn the lessons, is if there is something coming back to you. Any calls would be great. I sure would like to talk to someone. It's very boring to listen to myself talk. Any calls would be great. The toll-free number in the U.S. is 1-877-876-5227. In Canada, the toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756. And the direct line is 1-530-876-3222. So, let's see, what else is going on? I did listen to Coast to Coast with George Norrie, Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie last night. He had a very interesting guest on, a co-author, whose name was Chet Snow, and he was a co-author of a book 20 years ago, as a matter of fact. And the name of the book was Mass Dreams of the Future. And what they did was they had mass progressions. Now, what that is kind of like a regression, hypnotic regression, but they did a progression into the future. And it was quite interesting in that they found the majority of subjects who were hypnotically progressed to the early 21st century reported being in a floating state, which the co-author, whose name was Dr. Helen Wambach, could recognize as that they were between lives. And I can tell you, folks, those are folks that lived in fear. And those that live in fear now, it will cause you to have to come back again into a world like the one we're in now, where fear is the prevalent emotion, until you learn that you have the choice, and the choice is love that you should make. I'm not telling you should make that. Your heart should be telling you should make that. Because if you let go of the fear, it's there. It's as simple as that. It's always been there. Just as Creator or Jesus or Buddha or Hare Krishna or Muhammad or Allah is always there. They're always here. Because they're inside of you. They're a part of you. You're a part of them. And the more you deny it and the more you fear it, the less you're in touch with that energy, shall we say, thought line, programming. I don't know. You know you've been programmed. If you've watched television, you've been big-time programmed. If you haven't, talk to someone who doesn't have a television, who lived without a television, and they'll tell you how programmed you are. I have been, and I can see it. I don't watch television that often anymore because of it. I don't find any interest. I'm tired of people trying to play with my mind, to make me buy things, to need things that I don't need, to want things that I don't need, to gotta have things I don't need. All we need is food, shelter, and love. Most importantly, love. because you can be naked, hungry outside, but if you live in the vibration of love, it doesn't matter to you because you are being who you are, and you are a human being. Came into the world naked, didn't have no shelter except that which the parents gave you, and you're going to go out of the world naked. Okay? All it is a vehicle. All right? You're the driver inside the vehicle. That is you. That is who you are. This physical entity that you inhabit right now is not reality. It is your vehicle for experiencing a physical world. And so that's really where you're at. I mean, that's where we all are. We're here to learn and do the best we can. And it's okay if you can't let go of the fear. It's just you're not ready. When you're ready, you will. All we can do is try to help you to remember who you are, what you are, why you're here. Can't tell you what to do. I don't know what you're supposed to do. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do other than be here now speaking. It doesn't matter. As long as you walk in the vibration of love, whatever you do will be correct, even if it's wrong. So there is no right wrong. There's correct and incorrect. And incorrect, you feel, just as when you do something wrong, you know you did something wrong, because the true you, your conscience, you call it your conscience, who is your true self, is what catches up with you and says, oh, you did this. Say you stole a pack of gum. Well, you, depending on what your conscience is like, you may well be thinking about that for the rest of your life. And saying, you know, when I was 8 years old, I stole a pack of gum, and I feel so bad about it. And many people go back once they realize this and will pay for the pack of gum that they stole 20 years ago. Some people don't. They just blow it off, but they'll continue to steal. Well, that ought to tell you something. But that's not the majority of people. Yes, majority of people tell untruths. And normally it's to save feelings, too, because if you're really honest with someone, normally they don't take it well. They take it as criticism. Normally it's not. It's just your perception and your observation. And if you're friends and you truly love someone as a friend, then you will tell them exactly what you're perceiving. And you will tell them that it comes from your heart. And you will tell them it is not a judgment, because you already accept them as they are. And it's not to make them better for you, but because you see they're acting other than who they really are. Is there anybody out there? Hello? Is there anyone out there who would speak with me? Please call. The toll-free numbers once again are 1-877-876-5227, and that's for the USA. In Canada, it's 1-888-815-9756. And of course, the direct line, which is 1-530-876-3222. So anyway, okay, I'm going to get off of that stuff. I want to tell you about a product. They are not my sponsor, but it's a product that I use and I stand by and find that it is the finest of its product available in the United States that I know of. And it's called Aquarius Oxygen Water. You can go find out about it at www.aquariuswater.org. It is, to my way of thinking, the finest liquid sustenance for mind, body, and spirit. It is a water that can actually change you, believe it or not, because it hydrates your cells. So many of us walk around dehydrated. It is not just bottled tap water. It is not a typical bottled water in any sense of the word. I really do urge you to go to www.aquariuswater.org and look at the product. If you can find it, if you're on the West Coast, it's very easy to find. They have a list of retailers on the website. Go try a bottle. And I think if you do, you'll find exactly what I found, that this is the most satisfying drink without any sugar, without any caffeine. It will give you energy through the oxygen. It will make you feel younger, make you look younger. But it's water. Bottom line, it's water. But we're up to 75% water ourselves. So what is the real need that our bodies have? It would be clean water that hydrates us. So please go check them out. And I should have a guest on, if not next week, then the following week, from Aquarius Water to explain it more in detail. I wouldn't want to try to do it because I don't have that literature in front of me, number one. And number two, I'd rather have someone who is very well versed in this and understands the process. It is the process that can save our water, okay, and make it clean and potable. It is the process that can clean any water, pretty much, okay, including radioactive contaminated water, which sounds way out there, but go to the site, check it out. My full endorsement to this product. I can tell you that right now because I drink it, and I drink it daily. And it does, for me, what many other products do that are synthesized. And it's no artificial chemicals. It's all natural. It is all what your body needs. So please, check it out. But now, after that commercial announcement, which was it really? It really, you know, I really love this stuff. I wouldn't be without it, to tell you the truth. Let's see, what else can we talk about? Very good updates I've been getting from ESETI, which is the Enlightened Contact Extraterrestrial Intelligence. If you haven't checked out that website, please do, www.eseti.com, I believe. I'll have to look again just to make sure, because I wouldn't want you to go to the wrong place. It is the site for James Gilliland, who I've spoken of before, who is truly a jewel of perfect awareness. He's been there and done that, from everything from near-death experience to contact with inter-ultra-dimensional beings. Yeah, they're here, folks. Ben, get over it. Okay, what now? What now? They're not here to save us. They're here to help us save ourselves. Many, 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 many people are listening. Hopefully some of you. And we really need, those of us who are aware, need to heal those around us, the Earth Mother, which is our home, and give gratitude to creation for the gifts of not only existing and being able to live moment to moment, but the gifts he gave us, or it gave us, to create and co-create, to actually change those things that we know to be detrimental to our species. I wrote a blog recently that pretty much sums it up, and you can find it on my site at www.myspace.com/prophet54. Read the last blog. I believe it's the latest one. It really shows that it tells you exactly what I've been speaking of today, as far as awakening or rebirthing or remembering. And I don't know what else to say other than it's time, folks. It is time. Don't wait for 2012. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of changes between now and 2012, but it's already begun. The huge earthquakes, the tornadoes in England, the melting poles, it's all happening right now at this moment. And it's just going to get more difficult. And more of our brothers and sisters are going to transition through death. And I grieve that every day. I grieve that so many will not awaken, will not rebirth, will not remember. And I carry that every day. But I also carry the joy of knowing that those who hear and comprehend will save so many more. We really can't save everyone. It's not in the cards. It's not natural. It's not the way it's going to be. And all I can do is try to help remind you guys, remind you that you are most blessed. You were created in the image of the Creator. And in so being, you are a creator yourself. Over and over again, I'll say that. And it doesn't mean that you... the deities are any less significant in your lives. But be grateful. Be grateful for the pain. Be grateful for the joy. Be grateful for your children. Be grateful for your grandchildren. Be grateful. Because you didn't ask for what you're getting. You're just getting it because you're loved. You didn't ask to be incarnated, although some of you did. I know I did. So that you could be here now. But you're given every day. You're given. You're given another breath. You're given another swallow of water. You're given another morsel of food. You're given what you need to be here tomorrow. And should some catastrophe happen, it's all right. Be grateful for what you were given up to that point. And say thank you for this experience. It has progressed me. It has made me more of the one. Gives me a better understanding of who I am in this great universe. Yes, I am small, but I am all. Yeah, I like that when it rhymes. Yes, I am small, but I am all, because I am one with you. Although I am just this one person, I am one with all of you, and all of you are one with me, as you are to each other. And each of you is the one, but also a part of the all. It's not positive, negative, or good, bad, or it's all one. It's all circle. It's all you come back to you. It doesn't mean that you're all it. Okay, get over yourself. Okay, it just means that your universe does circle around you, but your universe and what you perceive is what you project to others also. Okay, we're getting close to the end. Yes? Do I have a call?
Yes, you do.
Hi, who's you? Can you give me your name and where you're calling from?
This is Allison from Visible by Numbers, Mark.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
Show.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for calling.
Well, I just wanted to officially jump on air and say I'm glad you're aboard, and I've been enjoying your show, and welcome.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. If you haven't listened to Allison's show, please be sure to listen, because she is the real deal, folks. She knows what she's doing. And take the compliment, Allison.
Yeah, okay. You too, Mark. Okay. So anyhow, listening to the show, I actually listened to an archive because I missed a couple of them. So.
Okay.
I've really been enjoying it. Your daughter, is it your daughter that's on with you?
Yes, my daughter,
amazing.
Mariah.
Amazing. How old is she?
She is 22.
Going on, what, 90? I don't know.
Oh, well, I said 99. I think I'm going to go up to 1,000.
Yeah, she's very extraordinary. Of course, you know that.
Yes, I do.
Right.
And she was along with me during my spiritual awakening,
mm-hmm.
My remembering. And so I bounced things off of her. And in the meantime, she was remembering and awakening herself.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really great.
Wow.
Couldn't ask for a better sounding board.
Well, she is extraordinary. I was listening to some of the things that she was saying, and I was trying to guess her age, but I knew that I got 20s somewhere in there, and I couldn't believe that that was coming out of someone so young. So
yes.
That's extraordinary. So good for you and good for her. And I just wanted to call in and let you know that I am listening and enjoying the show and sending you and your daughter much love, and keep up the good work, and I'm just glad that you're here.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Yes. And you have a wonderful day.
You too.
And once again, thank you so much for calling. You're our official number one caller.
Oh, all right. Do I get a badge? Do I get anything?
Well, yeah, I'll figure something out.
All righty. Well, I expect it pretty soon. Okay, great. Good deal. All right.
Okay, namaste.
Carry on. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was so great. Yes, Allison is a wonderful, wonderful numerologist, and she's very insightful besides the numbers and interpreting your reading. So please listen to Allison. I wish you would have given me her time and stuff on the correct page. But she's so great. Thank you. Thank you, Allison. I really do appreciate you calling in. And we're coming up to the top of the hour and the end of the show. And I want to make sure I get this in, that I am grateful for this opportunity to speak with you. I am grateful for this beautiful day. I'm grateful for my family, and I'm grateful for all of you, all the heroes out there who are living the vibration of love, because you are true heroes. And we're going to change the way we live. We together are going to make this world what it's meant to be. know this, for it is truth. Do not fear love. Do not hate love. Do not seek revenge. Love. There is nothing that is above love and truth. Nothing. You are love. You were created in love. You exist in love. And you will continue to do so for all eternity. Well, my friends, it's been a long hour. It's been tough. I wish Pariah had been up. It would have been so much more entertaining for you. But we're not here to entertain. We're here to be your buds. We're here to be your friends. We're here to be your reminders of who you truly are. And I don't know how else to put it, but we're on our way, folks. It is time. You know it, and you'll remember it. And you'll remember who you are if you don't already. And you'll realize that it's wonderful to be alive. It's wonderful to be here at this time, on this planet, a member of this species, and to be a co-creator in the image of the Creator. So, stop by my website, www.myspace.com/prophet54. You request to be my friend, you are my friend. So please do it. If you don't have a MySpace site, just go on to the main page and hunt me down. And some good music there, some nice pictures, I think, some very interesting movies and videos, and I'll continue to add to it, and hopefully get just a regular old web page pretty soon, so I don't have to use MySpace that much. But anything that I put up, it'll be for you, not for me, and I hope you'll all enjoy it. And until next week, many blessings, and may creation give you all that you need in abundance so that you may share it with others who may be in need.